Welcome to today's teaching, and I hope you're enjoying your week so far. So just before we begin, I wanted to say that tonight's soul gathering that is due to be on at 8:30 Irish time, I actually need to reschedule this. I did send an email out to you all yesterday just to explain, and the date I've picked to do this is Sunday the 28th of March at 8:30, and it's also a full moon that night, so it actually is a perfect night to reschedule too. We are going to be doing a fear visualization and ritual as part of our soul gathering, and I would ask you to bring a tea light candle or a small candle that you might have, a glass of water and a pen and paper, and just bring that to you with you, I should say, for the class. Also, as it's a full moon, we will do a nice full moon meditation and a few other teachings around that, but you don't need to bring anything to that. The other thing I wanted to say is I've been thinking a lot about the time element of doing your teachings, doing your journal, doing your own personal self-care practices. And obviously this membership is called It's Time For Me. So it's all about, like, how can I make time for myself and learn, I suppose, what you need for yourself. But I thought it would be very helpful to put together kind of a schedule for as such. So I'm going to send you a blank schedule that I'm going to do out over the next couple of days. You'll get it in your email in the next few days. And it's really just going to look at when you get your text in It's Time For Me, and maybe what you can do around getting your text. So, like, you know, making sure you do listen to the audio, for example, or read the text. And then looking at other parts of your time during the day where you can fit different things in, being realistic with your time and also doing it in ways that are enjoyable. I thought this would be really helpful because I do think part of our day is structure. Now, I'm someone who thrives in structure, but I also am not great at creating structure a lot of the time. But I do know when you really make a conscious commitment to yourself and an effort to really commit to a space and time to something, you're a more productive one, but you actually do make that space. And it's been something just personally I've been doing over the last number of weeks just around my own work schedule, and really I've been getting so much done as a result of it by giving myself that structure. And I've been working on something for a company, and it's all around time as well. And it really got me thinking, God, like, this is probably something I should be giving to yourselves as members to have a little bit of a plan. So I will send that on. It'll just be a one sheet. Print it out if you can. Put it up somewhere you're going to see it. So whether it's in your bedroom first thing in the morning, or maybe, you know, on your fridge or something like that, just somewhere that you'll see it, or if you're in work, placing it there. It's not to act as a reminder as such. It's really for you to take the time and sit down and say, right, when is this really going to work for me? How can I make the time for myself? When is going to be the best time that I have energy and that I have the want and desire to do these things? And placing it somewhere is just so that you can look at it to, you know, get your, I suppose, your structure in place, because it will take a little bit of time. So as we move on to today's teaching, a member was emailing me the other day, and she was talking about the how part of things. So making any life changes, one of the biggest questions we have is how. And I loved your email because I thought, well, this is exactly what I'm hoping and It's Time For Me brings you, this sense of actually breaking down each topic, each change you want to make, and saying, okay, how do I actually heal this, release this, change this? It's all well and good of us talking about the importance of it, but how do we actually do that? So the structure part is really important, because to achieve any type of emotional change, to heal anything on a deep level, we have to give ourselves the space and time to do that. And also remember, when you're going through any type of changes, and particularly this month as we talk about fear, that can bring a lot up for yourself. So it is important for you to have that space to process what might come up, but also not be trying to do things in a hurry and rushing, to give yourself the space to sit, listen to the teaching, and afterwards think about it. You know, so this is important as well, because if you've picked a certain time that you get your teaching on and you feel like you want to change that to a morning time or an afternoon or an evening time, you know, get in touch with me. It's no problem to change the times of your text, by the way. People do it quite often, actually. So just, you know, really thinking about that, that's the foundation part of the how. Like, how am I going to do this? You first of all create the space to do it. The second part of the how is taking the steps to break down into small pieces, like we're doing this month and every month, of working through understanding the core of something. And I talked about this around your fear story, and we will be talking a lot about this in our class on Sunday, and you'll all be doing it next week. But it's about trying to understand the core of things. So when we're trying to change something, looking at the core of it is the most important part. Understanding it, seeing it for what it is. And then really the how part is going to be meeting that situation head on, giving it the attention, not avoiding it, not procrastinating, not sabotaging ourselves like we're all really good at doing, but about kind of saying, right, I'm going to embrace this by giving myself the structure, by giving myself the space and time, by having the support there, or if you need other supports, you know, reach out. I can recommend different things to you. It's like you're creating an all-round approach to the situation. That is really going to help with the how. And then like the final part really is actually being accountable to yourself and saying, right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make my best effort to do this and get the support that I need. If I need more information or I need more help, let me see, can I find that? So when you're looking at your fears, I was getting you to look at, you know, where the core of these things manifest from. But today what I want you to do around your fears is to look at what fears, and this is going back to what I was talking about on Monday, that are like freeze framing you a little bit, but to look at what fears you've overcome in the past. So what things did you hold in a very deep fear space within yourself? And you actually, even though that fear might still be there, you went and you moved forward and you said, you know what, I'm going to go and try this anyway, even with the fear there. I'm going to begin taking the steps towards something that I'm scared of because I'm ready to do that. This is also an important part, because when we look at past things that we've achieved or overcome, that also brings in the how element. How did I do that? How did I overcome it? How did I succeed in doing that? And also, what did I achieve in that way? So say, for example, you had a very big fear. It was related to your confidence and it was stopping you going for a job, for example, or opening yourself up emotionally to have a new relationship with somebody, or giving yourself a little bit of break to not have to control everything, let's say, because control comes from fear. We're going to be talking about that later this week. How did you actually say, right, I'm going to go for this? What was your mindset like at the time? How did you support your emotions at the time? And what steps did you actually take? And this is a really important part, because as you start to heal and accept your fears this month, using a situation that you've overcome before in terms of your fears will be very helpful. It won't, not everything will match up exactly the same because every situation is different, but it gives you a bit of a framework or a foundation to work from. So what you're seeing, what we're doing here over the last three teachings, is we're like doing a building block. What are your fears fundamentally? Where are they? Looking on Monday then at what causes things to kind of freeze frame for you, or that you can't progress because your fears are there. And today we're looking and saying, okay, well, when in a past situation were you very much filled with fear, but you're able to move through it? What did you do? And again, going back to that member's email I was talking about, the how part, this is how we get through things, because we start building it up and building up like little blocks. I think sometimes when we're trying to change things or achieve things or accept things or heal things, we want to be at that destination point right there and then, and it doesn't work like that. And I suppose one of the things that's interesting is that we all come to a place where we're gung-ho and we're ready to go. We get like great momentum for like half the time, and then it starts to dip down. What I found really interesting as well about the 7-day self-care thing that I did is I got so many messages from people in the membership and then outside the membership who were doing it, who said that they never finished the week. They did really good up to day 4 or 5, and a lot of people didn't do day 6 or day 7. And the really interesting part about that was day 6 and day 7 were the parts that were about, okay, well, how are you going to create flow in your life? And also, what are you setting yourself up for in terms of your goals, in terms of your self-care practices? So they listened to all of the difficult and more harder stuff during the week. But then when it came to the part of, okay, what am I going to do next? They didn't even know what, well, they would have known a little bit about what the video was going to be about or the teaching was going to be about based on what was written. But they didn't really know necessarily what was in it because they didn't listen or watch. But there was already a resistance there. And this is what we do. So we have to commit to ourselves here. And this month, it's just about saying, I commit to the process. It's not about pressure. It's not about like expecting change overnight, but this is how we grow and this is how we develop. So again, just a reminder for today, really thinking about a situation of the past and how you overcame it. Feel free if you want to share that with me, like it's all private, obviously you can email it to me or send it to me in a text, because sometimes it's good to share with somebody else, and for you to share something like that is for you to remind yourself and actually see it written down. God, look what I did. I actually did that and that was amazing. So if you feel like doing that, do feel free. I look forward to talking to you again later this week, and also seeing you on Sunday night at 8:30 Irish time. Have a great day.